Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Thursday, May 10th edition, 9-game slate on tap for you on this Thursday of action. Really weird not having a bunch of day games on a getaway Thursday, but tis the new baseball schedule. Look at your weather on the day. Not too bad at all. It's a slight chance of rain up in the northeast. Most of the windy conditions have domes, so keep an eye on that. But all in all, not too bad when you're looking around the landscape of baseball. Your totals on the day, we do have some high ones. You got Red Sox Yankees at 9, Royals Orioles at 9.5, Mariners Jays at 9, Braves Marlins 7.5, Brewers Rockies 11.5, Nationals D-backs, waiting on that one for some odd reason. Twins Angels 8, Reds Dodgers 7.5, Cardinals Padres 7.5. So the West Coast gives you some nice totals to play with, and then you got your East Coast and you got your Coors to get the offense popping. So that's where we'll be building around today. Let's kick it off with the pitching on this 9-game slate. And you have a weird, just pricing in general on the pitching is just bizarre. You have four guys over $10,000. J.A. Happ leads the way at $11,000. Love J.A. Think he's great. Seattle's got some pop against lefties. He can definitely shut them down. But at $11,000, J.A., it's tough for Happ to hit that $11,000 price tag. He doesn't do it all too often. So I'll be passing there if he does it. Tip my cap. Walker Buehler is $10,500. Absolutely crazy. The skyrocketing nature of this guy's stuff. He still hasn't thrown 100 pitches yet. So you're relying on him to go get a bunch of strikeouts. That's what you're relying on at 10-5. That's what's crazy about this. He could get it. He's going to be super low owned, I think, because this price tag is insane for him. Like, if he's mid eights, just like I said about Alex Wood yesterday, you can give it a shot. And Alex Wood didn't even get to that price tag because he threw too many pitches in the first two innings. So it's really weird. He is a minus 200 road favorite, which is tremendous. Cincinnati only strikes out 20.5% of the time. So Buehler's 29% K rate. He's got a great ground ball rate at 65%. You got to watch the walk rate, though. It's up to 14% already. So the control issues with most young pitchers is there. Cincinnati has the lowest total at 3.2. Lefties 225, righties 322. So he got some reverse splits. They're not in Great American Small Park anymore. So those kind of little details do help, but 10-5 is an astronomical price for a kid that, like I said, hasn't gone really more than 95 pitches all season. So I like him just for the fact his ownership's going to be extremely low. He's in a great matchup against the Reds, a Reds team that does have pop that could get to him. There's no question. Like, you wouldn't be shocked if Votto finds the seeds. Eugenio's swinging a good bat. We already saw the reverse splits there. So there are some factors to look into when you're looking at Buehler. But the price tag is what makes him intriguing because most are going to run for Z Hills. And he's definitely at 10-5. It's interesting for a GPP play. You had Zach Greinke at 10-2 at home against the Nats. I'll pass on that one. Greinke's been very inconsistent at meeting that price tag. My favorite guy up here, and I'm assuming he will be the chalk in the high-priced area, is Miles Mikolas at 10-2. He basically has the same upside to me as J.A. Happ at 11,000. I'm going to save $800 on him. We've seen him go at least 100 pitches in a game. He's getting you 20-plus points on the regular for four straight starts of 22-plus. After a couple of rocky starts to start the season, he has really, really dialed it in. His walk rates are insane. Hasn't walked anybody in a while. He's getting you strikeouts. He's going seven innings in every start. He's kind of like the new Michael Fulmer, but seems to be more productive when it comes to strikeouts. That's the way I'm looking at him because he's not impressive. He's got movement on his pitches. He's not overpowering. But he doesn't walk guys, and he just gets it done. He pokes and prods you through the game, and he has a great matchup against the San Diego Padres in San Diego, a team that strikes out 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So phenomenal look there for Miles Mikolas. Maybe he's due for a beatdown. Who knows? But the Padres have the second lowest total, 3.5. Lefties 329, righties 301. As you'd expect, bad wOBA, bad ISO, all that good stuff against right-handed pitching. So Mikolas at 10-2, definitely on the radar for me. Being such an ugly pitching slate, I'm going to go to a pitcher that I respect his stuff. I could just never get him right. Hopefully it works today. Pitching in Miami, a great pitcher's ballpark. Mike Fulton effort is up to $9,500. He was 94 his last time out and got shellacked. Prior to that, though, he was basically he's been getting you 18-plus points in almost all but one start, 22-plus in a couple. He's got tremendous upside, and he's got very good K upside, you know, 6-plus Ks in most starts this season. Going up against a Marlins team that strikes out about 25% of the time. So you got that going for you. He's limited the hard contact to less than 30% this year, which is a big improvement for Mike Fultonevich. So something to look at in that respect. Miami's got the third lowest total at 3.7. Lefty's 354, righty's 320. So he might give it up. Who knows? But, you know, a team with a 267 wOBA and a .096 ISO against right-handed pitching are both just dreadfully bad. Both really, really bad team stats there. Justin Bour obviously hasn't had a big, big year. He did go yard a couple days ago against Singh. But as a whole, their team has been gigantically, gigantically depressing, as you'd expect. So Fultonevich 95 in a very good spot. So 9K and above, we got Mikolas 1, Buehler 2, just for the intrigue of the pricing slash ownership, and then you got Fulte at 3. Go down a little farther here at $8,900, a guy I really, really like if you want to start a little farther down the list. It's dicey just because Minnesota's bats have been respectable. They've shown, you know, Rosario's heating up, Escobar's having a great year, so a couple power bats in the middle. You never know what Dozier can run into. Little things like that. Sano's due back, I believe, this weekend, but maybe not tonight. But Garrett Richards pitching at home in a good ballpark in Anaheim. $8,900. He had a hiccup against the Yankees, but outside that Yankees start, 32 at Seattle, 31-9 against the Giants, 20.9 at Kansas City, a 14-4 at Texas, and a 27-2 at Cleveland. He's been very, very, very good and very, very consistent. If you're telling me the worst we're going to get to 15, you know, you want more at $8,900, but that's still a very good floor, and you can build from there. He's a big strikeout guy, 5-6-plus Ks stuff in most outings. Again, Minnesota, they're sneaky offense. It's one of those just really odd ones. But Richards at home, Minnesota strikes out 22% of the time. He's got a 28% K rate. Walks can be an issue with Richards at time, 10.5%. But the ground ball rate of over 56%, a swinging strike rate of 12%. There's a lot to like when it comes to Garrett Richards. And the Twins have the fourth lowest total at 3.7. So we've happened to stumble upon the four lowest total so far. And it's been very, very good to look at. Lefties 274, righties 324 with Richards. And I was telling you, we're worried about Rosario and Escobar. Those types, well, he's been better versus lefties and righties. Reverse splits are in his favor. And then you look at the Twins wOBA and ISO, a wOBA of 320 and an ISO of 183, which... it shows you they're a little above average, but not great, not by any means. And that kind of makes sense to what I'm saying is there's a weird offense. Like some days they'll just come out and beat you up, or they'll, you know, put four or five singles in a row and get a couple of runs and just kind of pester you. And then they'll have that blow up every once in a while. But there are a ton of games where they just don't do anything because you look at that offense. Adrianza's out there, and you know Mitch Garver's catching. He's not been bad, but he's just not the guy you're looking to, you know, shock the world. And you got Joe Mauer who could single you to death, but he's not the guy you're worried about lighting you on fire. And then you got Kepler who's been okay, and you got Grossman. But a lot of those names I just mentioned are all left-handed bats. So if the Richard shows up where it matches his numbers and his peripherals, he could be in a really good spot here at $8,900 tonight. So I think the price tag is outstanding, and he's got as much upside as those top price pitchers. I like him more than Fulte. And he's up there with he can outperform all those guys up top, but he also has that blow up potential, and he's in a tougher matchup than those guys. But the fourth lowest total on the slate, very, very attractive. After that, at $7,300, this guy I'm guessing will be chalk as well. But Caleb Smith at home against those Atlanta Braves, it's a sneaky matchup because the Braves are a very, very good team. Caleb Smith's been the talk of the Fab Town these days in your season long fantasy leagues. Three straight starts of 28 or more DraftKings points. He struck out seven or more in all three of those. He threw 98 pitches his last time out. That's a season high. He's just getting it done. Night after night after night, he's going on 12 back-to-back starts of no one runs at 12 and two-thirds innings and no runs allowed. And his swinging strike rate has just been insane. He's just getting guys missing all over the place. 12.7% swinging strike rate. He's striking out 29% of the guys he faces. But the Braves, A, they strike out less than 17% of the time versus lefties. B, Smith is walking almost 12%, and he's got a ground ball rate of only 30%. So he's got about a 40% fly ball rate. That's a little scary. Now, given a lot of those numbers were early in the year, he had some massive just beatdowns early in the year. His last three starts, like I said, have been outstanding. This would be a good test for him against the Braves. And the Braves have the fifth lowest total at 3.8. Lefties 324, righties 333. And the Braves have hit lefties very, very well with a very good WOBA of 359. And just below very good, but still average ISO of 182. So the Braves are a very good team. Smith at 7,300 bucks does have tremendous value. He could put together a 25-plus point performance. But, you know, you saw Blake Snell the other night. He pitched really good against them, but nothing, like, flashy. It wasn't one of his biggest strikeout games. Like, and it kind of goes with what you're seeing with the Braves so far this year. So Smith does have a tremendous upside. But just be careful with the Braves. Anything can happen at 7,300 bucks. Is a good price tag, though. So in your 7 and 8Ks, I got Richards 1, Caleb Smith 2. Now, when you go bargain basement hunting, it is not pretty. Not pretty at all. And we're going to grasp at straws. One's Ian Kennedy at 6,500 bucks, strictly on K upside alone. His last two starts, 15-1, 23-3. Saw kind of what he could do. He had 6 Ks and 7 Ks in those outings. Give him 2 runs total in 11 innings. No long balls, which is really good to see with Kennedy, because that's always been a thing with him, is the fly ball. Just gives it up. We know Camden Yards is a bandbox for the long ball. So it is something to be slightly concerned about. But Baltimore strikes out almost 26% of the time. I believe that's like second highest on the slate outside of the Padres. So it makes for a good target. When we're looking at punts, we're looking at guys that can get you the strikeouts. If they give up a couple homers, preferably solo homers, we have that upside to play with. Like I said, his ground ball rate is only 35.5%, which is not good. But he strikes out over 20%. They strike out 26% of the time. When you look at the Orioles, a 4-7 total, it's just barely above middle of the pack. And they have a very, very bad 275 WOBA and a 136 ISO against right-handed pitching. So they've just been a massive disappointment this year. Doesn't mean they can't blow up. They have the talent to go off, but as a whole, they just struggled immensely. Danny Duffy shut them down, for crying out loud. Eric Skoglund had a very respectable start against them. If they got to Kennedy, you wouldn't be shocked. But for 6,500 bucks, he does give you punt upside with a little bit more stability than you usually get down here. Now, if you want to punt completely, just all the way down, Jordan Lyles at 4,200 bucks. Jordan Lyles in his career has not been a good pitcher. Maybe he found a second calling coming out of the bullpen. He had one bad start or one bad appearance when he allowed 4 runs in an inning, 2/3. Other than that, he's been really, really good. 16 Ks in 19 and 2/3 innings. Still has a 3.66 ERA. A lot of little things to like there. When you look at Jordan Lyles, he's facing a St. Louis team that does strike out 23% of the time. He's been a big ground ball guy, almost 40% ground ball so far this season. In his career, he's been a good ground ball guy. So there's a lot to like there. When you look at St. Louis, here's the catchy part. The sixth lowest total at 3.0, about basically 4. Lefties 395, righties 303. Now, you don't know how deep Jordan's going to go. He's been pitching out of the bullpen as a middle reliever type, so he might only have like 60, 70 pitches in that arm, so that could be a detriment at 4,200 bucks. But he is a definite punt option if you want to just hope the Cardinals' bats stay kind of quiet, because you doubt you're going to keep him quiet, but you want to keep him kind of quiet at 4,200 bucks with some upside in that matchup. So it's a definite punt if you need to go there. Recapping your pitching up top, you got Mikolas 1, Folty 2, Buehler 2, Folty 3. In the middle, you got Richards 1, Smith 2. Then down below, you got Kennedy and Lyles. Let's take a look at your bats. Before we do so, let me tell you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft's in your app store, fun new way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts take under 5 minutes to perform, and you get paid out the next day. It's a great format. Do one pitcher, get two DHs / catcher / infield, and then 2 outfielders. You got $1 all the way up to $100, 5-mans, head-to-heads, 3-mans, 6-mans, all kinds of great tournaments. When you use promo code SDSports at checkout, you get entry into a free $3 tournament. Tons of cool ways to play. They have hockey, basketball, golf. The Players' Championship just teed off this morning. You got baseball. You have NFL is already doing MFL10s, drafted whole leagues. Those are flying like crazy. You know, $5, $10, 10-man, 12-mans, all kinds of cool stuff there. So go check it out. Use promo code SDSports when you check out. You get free entry into a free $3 tournament. But until then, let's get to the bats on this 9-game slate, where you got guys like Gary Sanchez, who I always like to mention. He's always the highest-priced catcher, and he'll differentiate. If you're going Yankees, he differentiates you because everyone goes Stanton and Judge, and usually rightfully so. But we look at Gary Sanchez. He's still crushing the baseball, facing Eduardo Rodriguez of the Boston Red Sox today. The Yankees have one of the higher totals on the slate at 4.7. Same total as the Baltimore Orioles against Ian Kennedy. Lefty's 334, righty's 302. So Gary the Sanchez can be $4,500, not bad. I like Salvi Perez at 39 versus Chris Tillman. Tillman will be a heavy target of many. The Royals have the highest total outside of Coors at 4.8. Lefty's 442, righty's 396 off Tillman. So they'll be in play yet again today. They've had a kind of an offensive awakening in Baltimore this week. You got guys like Realmuto versus Folti, not bad. But Yasmani Grandal at 3,600 versus Tyler Molle. Molle's been a big pitch-to-contact type guy. So he does open it up for the Dodgers with a 4-3 total. Lefty's 393 off Tyler Molle. Right is only 306. So a guy like Grandal at 36 usually brings low ownership to the table in a good spot tonight against Molle. Farther down you go, like Iannetta and Coors versus Chastain's always worth a look. Zunino versus Happ at 3,300. When you look at Seattle, we told you they have a 4.25 total. Lefty's 241, righty's 312 off Happ. So Zunino out there at 33. You got Manny Pena in Milwaukee, their catcher. They're playing in Coors against Marquez at $3,100. So you get a Coors field catcher for 31 is never a bad thing to look at. Got Russell Martin at 3K versus Mike Leake. Mike Leake's been hot garbage, so there's a value there. Walters of Colorado, if he's catching, he's only 29 in Coors against Julius Chacin. We know how we like to target lefties versus Chacin, plus he put Coors on top. So Walters at 29 should be the chalk catcher of the night and should be in most people's lineups, permitting he's in the lineup, of course. Other than that, we'll check and see what other value catchers come out. Thursday afternoon, evening games are always interesting. First base, you got Freeman versus Smith, lefty-lefty matchup there. Still Freddie Freeman, so you get low ownership. They got a guy like Matt Adams, who's just crushing the baseball. Look at the 4,700 versus Zach Greinke. Not sure I can pay that price versus Greinke, but Adams on fire. He's in the middle of that order, so if you do it, I don't hate it. And lefty's 305, righty's 292 versus Greinke. You know, Friday, like Braun and Coors at 46. You got Votto versus Buehler at 45, and then the Dodgers bullpen. Mitchy two bags, probably not going there today, but man, he took Tanaka deep, just keeps crushing baseballs. But Cody Bellinger, 4,200, again, lefties versus Molle, pitch to contact, stuff to like there. Jesus Aguilar, if he cracks the lineup for Milwaukee and Coors at 41. When you're looking at Milwaukee, they're 5-5 total. Lefties 313, righties 330 off Marquez, so it's a reverse splits situation there. Something to keep in mind when you're taking your Milwaukee bats, but it's Coors in general, so you're just looking for value, and you go. Hanram is 4K versus CC Sabathia. Boston 4-3 total. Lefties 265. Righties 315 in that matchup. So Hanram F4K for some relief. Farther down you go, you got like Pedro Alvarez at 37 versus Ian Kennedy. Not a horrible play there, but like Jose Martinez at 36 versus Jordan Lyles. Don't hate that if you're fading there. Justin Smoke at 35 versus Mike Leake is a great value play. I mentioned him yesterday. Big double late in the ballgame for the Toronto Blue Jays. They have a 4-8 total, just below the Royals as the second highest total outside of Coors. Lefties 374, righties 324 off of Leake. So Smoke at 35 is a very, very good play for the price points you're getting him at. I like that quite a bit, actually. Lucas Duda did go deep yesterday. Our boy Scott from SD, and he's in the SD Slack all the time, did a great piece on the Colorado Rockies and Coors Field. So go check that out on the website at thesportsdegens.com. But he was all over Lucas Duda yesterday in the Slack chat. Kept talking about it, and Duda went Duda-dong. So he's 3,400 versus Tillman and definitely could be in play for you again today. Justin Bour at 34 is worth a look. Logan Morrison at 33 if you're fading Richards is dicey. But that's what Lomo does, is take good pitchers deep. I remember last year he had two homers off Sale. So you never know what that guy will bring to you. Then Pat Valencia, if he cracks the lineup at 27, is there, but I doubt he does. Second base, you got Ozzie Albies at 52. Is always in play. Switch hitting Albies. LeMahieu and Coors. Whit Merrifield versus Tillman at 43 will go super overlooked in that lineup. You got Johnny Villar at 41 and Coors, not bad there. You got Harris Solarte at 39, second base, third base eligible. You got Harris in the lineup, batting in the middle of that lineup, that's a solid place. There's, you got Smoke at 35, Solarte at 39. Toronto might be the cheapy stack of the night. Scooter Jeanette against Buehler at 38 for some value. You go down a little farther, like Robbie Cano at 36. Again, he hits lefties just fine. Don't run for Z-Hills there. The farther down you look, Jonathan Scope is hitting in the middle of the order at 35. He just had a bad year. He's been very, very not good. Not good, Bob. So keep that in your mind there. You guys have Chris Owings at 3K versus Tanner Roark. Someone to keep there. Carlos Azuyahe at 29 for some value as well. Ketel Marte is only 2,800 versus Tanner Roark. That's a nice punt option there if you need to. Other than that, we'll check the lineups. Over to third base, Arenado and Coors at 56. Donaldson at 47 versus Leakes, another good play. Let us down yesterday, but That's just too good. You got Marquez at 46. You like that a lot. Moustakis, 4,500 versus Chris Tillman. That might be your top play outside of Arenado right there. Really good stuff there. Coming off a goose egg yesterday, so he'll be ready to bounce back for you in a big way, hopefully. Eduardo Escobar at 45. Eugenio Suarez at 44. Both tough matchups against Richards and Buehler, so low ownership there if you want to be GPP contrarian. Again, you're Hermes Solarte, $3,900. Second base, third base eligible in a great spot for you right there. Don't mind that at all. Pedro Alvarez, 37 versus Ian Kennedy, first base, third base. The farther down you look, you guys like Kyle Seager at 35. Joey Bats versus a lefty. Joey Bats, third base outfield, he's $3,500. You know, still getting his feet wet a little bit, but against Caleb Smith, could have a good one there, and he'll be super, super low owned in that matchup. Brian Anderson's always worth a look at $3,300 in his games for Miami. Just keeps getting it done. Nothing flashy, just keeps producing. You got Daniel Descalso at 32 versus Tanner Roark, who's in the middle of that order. Someone to look at as well. Other than that, check your lineups. We'll find a few other options as the day goes along. Join us in the Slack chat, SD Slack chat. Ask for an invite if you want in. Lots of good info getting thrown out in there on the daily. Shortstop, Manny Machado at 49. He's going to play every day, every single day. I don't care who's pitching. You got Trevor Story and Coors at 46. Prefer the lefty, but he's there because Chacin's not very good. Xander Bogaerts, 45 versus CC's okay. You got Eduardo Escobar. Talked about him a second ago. Paul DeJong at 4K against Jordan Lyles. Gene Segura does hit lefties well. He's 39 versus Hap. It's like I don't want to pitch Hap, but I'm not like targeting Hap. He's a good pitcher that doesn't get blown up very much. But if Seattle gets to him, that could be a hell of a stack. So you can get a pretty good pricing there. Farther down you go, you got guys like Taylor Motter at 32. Probably not going there today. Johan Camargo 32. Nick Ahmed 31. There's not a ton down here. I'll see this Escobar at 31. Orlando Arcia and Coors at 31. I guess if you want a cheap Coors piece, you can go that direction. But really not a ton to like in the lower shortstops. It's just a daily thing this year. It's really weird. He's always going to punch there. Not so much this year. Outfield, you got Mookie Betts at 59. It's a great play versus CC. Trout at 58. Against Berrios, it's interesting. Harper at 57 versus Greinke. But then you got Blackman and Coors versus Chacín at 55. It's a great play. Yeah, Aaron Judge went deep again yesterday. He's 5,300 versus Erod, so he'll be worth a look. Giancarlo at 51 as well. JD Martinez at 5K versus Sabathia. We know JD versus the lefty, so a bunch of guys over 5K. You can always take a look at it. You got Yelich and Coors at 48. Dahl and Coors at 46. I like that Dahl play quite a bit. Farther down you go, you got guys like Eddie Rosario at 44, swinging a really hot bat versus Garrett Richards, which is interesting. Jorge Soler at 42 versus Tillman. Very solid approach there with Soler. Always under-owned. People still aren't buying into how good he is playing baseball. David Peralta at 41 versus Tanner Roark. Nice cheapie there. Nelson Cruz at 41 versus J.A. Happ versus a lefty. You got Cargo and Coors only 4K versus Chacín. I like that quite a bit if you want a little bit cheaper Coors piece. Teoscar Hernandez, super low-owned yesterday at 4K. He went deep in a great matchup. He's only 3,900 tonight. He's another great play. He's hitting righties and lefties hard. Mike Leake's hot garbage. So Teoscar at 39, phenomenal play. Phenomenal play. Farther down you go, you got guys like Steven Souza at 38. Not yet. I need to see a little more for him. But like Alex Gordon versus Tillman at 38. Gordon's just on fire the last couple weeks. So good value play there against Tillman. I go a little farther. You got guys like Marcelo Zuna versus Lyles at 37. Gerardo Parra and Coors at 36 is a cheapie. You go down farther than that. Max Kepler at 35 could be in play for you there. Hernan Perez and Coors at 33. Second base outfield. If he cracks the lineup, it's a nice cheapie versus Marquez. I don't hate that at all. Nice and cheap there. Brian Anderson from Miami. You mentioned him earlier. His third base outfield. 33 versus Fulte. Noel Cuevas, if he cracks the lineup for Colorado, he's $3,200. He's in play as well. Other than that, you get to 3K. You got Chris Owings. Talked about him. Second base outfield at 3,000. Then it's very, very bleak. So check your lineups. See what pops up for you when those come out. But there you have it. 9 games in the books. Recapping your pitching up top. Mikolas Buehler Fulte. I keep screwing that up. In the 7s and 8K range, you got Richards and Smith. And down below, you got Kennedy and Lyles. Let's check out your BVP and send you on your way. Gary Sanchez, 3-for-9 with a homer off Rodriguez. Brett Gardner, 5-for-16 with a homer. Nothing crazy. Mookie Betts, 7-for-21 with a double. Mike Moustakas, 6-for-16 with a double and a homer off Chris Tillman. Salvi Perez 6-for-16 with a homer. Alex Gordon has two homers off of him. Solarte 3-for-6, double and a triple off Leak. Ryan Healy 2-for-4, two homers off J.A. Happ. Nelson Cruz 10-for-22, two doubles and a triple. Those are some good numbers right there. Justin Bour 8-for-14 with a double and two homers off Mike Foltynewicz. Keep that in mind. Arenado 3-for-7 with a homer off Chacin. When you go down farther, not too much standing out. Logan Morrison 5-for-18, two doubles and a homer off Garrett Richards. Dexter Fowler 3-for-6 with a homer off Jordan Lyles. So not too much BVP wise on the whole. But there you have it, guys. 9-game slates in the books. Very interesting slate pricing, especially for pitching all over the place. They're like really good pitchers that have blow up potential. That's why this could be a really, really interesting Thursday night. So be careful. Come in the Slack chat, the Sports DJ Slack chat. Ask for an invite. We talk about things all throughout the day as things, lineups come out, new more news comes out. Guys throw different ideas out there. So lots of good stuff there. Check us out, TheSportsDegens, at TheSportsDegens. Francisco dropped his Italia Serie A Week 37 picks this morning. The players had tons of great coverage there from the guys. It teed off this morning. Got Bench with Bubba, episode 92 out. Around the Bases, that was with Andy Singleton of Fantrax. Great stuff there. Around the Bases, episode 63 is coming out today. A lot of good information. Recent MLB news talked about by myself and Mo. Interviewed our buddy STL Cup of Joe, talking Cardinals and some other pitcher stuff. Pine Tar Gate with Trevor Bauer. And then we talked to Alan Yamashige of Dodgers Digest about the Dodgers' woes. And that was a really good interview with Alan as well. So lots of good stuff to check out there. Check it all out. And check me on Twitter, at BDIntro, with all your questions. But until then, hope you guys have a great Thursday. Good luck. And this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 10th edition. I'm out.
This is Sean Green from the Sports Gambling Podcast, and in case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, the Sports Gambling Podcast, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans, plus guys like me who just love betting on sports. Over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised over $10 million to expand their team, podcast network, and business operations. Now they are raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding source that connects startups with investors. It's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be part of a growing startup. You can invest for as little as $100. In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. I can vouch for Sports Gambling Podcast and our Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Our partnership with Blue Wire has really been vital to us growing. Kevin and his team do tremendous work over there. So Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which in turn will help this show and many like them continue to grow. If you'd like to be part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, go to WeFunder.com/BlueWire.